This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Nestle was one of the big gainers on Wall Street today, thanks mostly, all right, basically entirely, to a guy by the name of Daniel Loeb. That name is often prefaced by the phrase activist investor. Loeb announced over the weekend that his hedge fund, Third Point it's called, has bought $3.5 billion American dollars worth of shares in the Swiss food conglomerate and that he wants some changes. So yes, $3.5 billion is a whole lot of money, but it is just barely a 1% stake in Nestle. And yet, Loeb has managed to get management's attention. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what's going on here.
Most shareholders are considered passive. If they don't like how a company's being run, they sell their stock.
Activist investors, on the other hand, will make a lot of suggestions to try to drive improvements at the underlying company.
Jeff Graham wrote the book Dear Chairman about the rise of shareholder activism. He says the advice often starts out friendly, but things can get ugly fast with proxy fights to oust management or replace board members. Graham says even with Loeb's relatively small stake in Nestle, his reputation could win over other shareholders.
Dan Loeb does have a long track record of adding value and of having good investment returns, and I think that he will probably get a fair bit of support if it ever, you know, comes down to a fight.
Reputation only goes so far, says Nell Minow. She's vice chair of Value Edge Advisors, a corporate governance consulting firm. She says Loeb's ideas for Nestle, like selling its stake in cosmetics company L'Oreal, also have to make sense.
What matters is if you've got a story that's got a lot of appeal to the people that you want to come with you.
And there are plenty of unhappy shareholders who may want to come along. Financial advisor Thomas Russo has held shares in Nestle since 1987. He says for a year and a half, shareholders have been clamoring for change.
This is a refrain that has not surfaced with Dan. He put money on the table and went public.
And that publicity may be all the pressure Loeb needs to get at least some of what he wants. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.